SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's optimistic the supplemental foreign aid bill will pass the Senate despite its detractors.
And I think eventually it will pass the House because I think it's in the interest of the United States to support those countries that are opposing our adversaries, whether it's Ukraine against Russia or Israel against Iran or Taiwan against China.
And Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Federal authorities have launched an investigation to determine why a private jet tried to make an emergency landing on a Florida interstate. And the sound of the charter jet pilot declaring an emergency is plain near the airport.
Okay, Challenger, Hopajet 823, lost both engines, emergency. I'm making an emergency landing.
Service. Got the emergency, clear to land, runway 23. Is that Hopajet 823?
We're clear to land, but we're not going to make the runway. We've lost both engines.
And the mishap led to two deaths, and an investigation is now underway. That audio courtesy of liveatc.net. Also at srnnews.com, a manhunt is underway after the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Authorities are searching for Kenneth Wayne DeHart of Alcoa, a 42-year-old black man described as 6 feet tall, weighing 260 pounds, last seen in Maryville, Tennessee. He faces multiple charges after he allegedly shot and killed Blount County Deputy Greg McGowan Thursday night and wounded another deputy, Blount County Sheriff James Lee Barong.
We had an officer killed tonight on a traffic stop. Another female officer was shot.
The TBI says Hart refused to get out of his SUV. A taser was deployed to no effect. And at some point during the encounter, DeHart fired shots. Police are offering a reward, but warn that the subject should be considered armed and dangerous.
And this is SRN News. The Canadian military embraces transvestites. Michael Harrington reports.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protests from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started at a young age with their faith. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts. It reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence in their lives. This is SRN News. Correspondent Seth Suttle reports on the markets on Friday when there was a record close for the S&P 500.
Wall Street closed out its latest winning week with another milestone. The S&P 500 index's first close above 5,000. The benchmark index rose 0.6% Friday, marking its 14th winning week in the last 15. The NASDAQ composite rose 1.2%. Pulling it closer to the all-time high that index set in late 2021. The Dow was a laggard a day after setting its own all-time high. The index of 30 major blue chips slipped 54 points. That's about 0.1%. Big tech stocks had some of the biggest gains. Nvidia, Microsoft, and Amazon all moved solidly higher. Seth Sutel, New York.
A new poll says Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S. despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over the state of Oregon. This is SRN News.